Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Eastertide, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. The title of her preaching today is Hearing Through the Cacophony.
Jesus said, "If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip?" said Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as for myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of our Lord. This whole week, starting from Sunday with the Gospel of the Good Shepherd, we have been focusing on readings about our Lord as the Good Shepherd. If I may summarize, we have heard how he is the true shepherd and his sheep recognize his voice and follow him, that they will not follow a stranger. We have heard that he is being the true shepherd. Well, he will lay down his life for his sheep. And he does it only of his will and his love for the sheep, not because he is forced to. And we have heard that he and the Father are one, and that when our Lord speaks, he speaks as his Father wishes, so that no one comes to the Father but through Jesus. And today, we hear Jesus proclaim, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father." But do we sometimes feel like Philip? The cacophony of the world makes it so hard to see. We hear Philip asking, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." But that cacophony keeps us from seeing the Father. I think I love Philip because even though he gets chided for his questions, he's not afraid to ask them. And after he asks, he doesn't run away from them, but uses them to make his faith stronger. If only our faith was so strong that we could hear our shepherd's voice clearly, distinctly, to recognize that he and the Father are one, that when we hear him, we hear the Father. If we are his sheep, his true followers, we should have no trouble in recognizing his voice. But I know that for myself, I have to say, honestly, sometimes I'm confused. There are so many variables in the world. Which is truly the Lord's way? What should we do in this situation? Wouldn't he pray for the evil ones? He told us to even love those who hate us. But it's so hard sometimes when we see people causing division and strife. It's hard not to wish they just would all go away, or at least stop their path of destruction. And maybe that's exactly what we are called to do. Love them, but tell them it's not right, that division is not the way. Pope Leo has done that. He, the shepherd of our church on earth, has shown with love that while division is wrong, it must be addressed. As a musician, I love the cacophony before a concert. each different instrument, practicing on their own part, oblivious to the noise around them, intent on their own. But then comes the quiet. Everything stops. And they tune, all focusing on one pitch, uniting into one sound. Then the concert begins. And each different instrument contributes their own piece to the magnificent whole. Our life is like that, or it can be. Cacophony surrounds us. But then we hear the shepherd's voice, and all stops. We listen and become one as the Father and He are one. Then we each bring our different gifts to the symphony, and we get to participate in the unbelievable creation, a creation of unity, not division.